Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we'll go now to get an update on the power situation throughout Western New York. The heavy, wet snow downing some power lines, creating many power outages, thousands of customers without power. Now joining us, Dave Bertola with National Grid. Dave, what can you tell us as far as how many people are dealing with outages this morning?
Well, good morning. Hi, we have about 13,000 or so in the Western New York area, and Cattaraugus County currently is has the most outages with about 8,600.
All right. Geographically, Dave, can you describe the whole outage area? Does it seem like, I mean, Cattaraugus is obviously south of Buffalo. Is most of the outage south of Buffalo?
Oh, sure. We have another 2,300 in Allegheny. Chautauqua has about 1,500. And then Erie County, we have about 2,500. These are paid accounts without power. So Erie County and Allegheny are about the same, but Cattaraugus currently has about 8,600 that are out.
What are the biggest challenges you're facing now when we're talking about getting those people back online? Is it the road conditions?
Yeah, it's a combination of things. It's a difficulty patrolling the area right now to be able to assess what's causing the outages. There are some downed trees that have taken power lines down with them, but unplowed roads in some of those areas are making it hard for us to go to get out that way. And in some instances, it's just there might just be faults along the lines that we can re-energize, but with us not being able in some instances to get out and accurately assess what's causing the outage, that's also partially what we're up against.
Sure.
Well,
what are you saying about restoration, or is it even too early to talk about that?
It is a little too early at the moment. We have our outage map, which people can access online. If you go to our website, we have a map of our entire service area, including Massachusetts and Rhode Island even. But you could see where the outages are, and the information that I gleaned from it, I've checked with the folks who are in charge of those who are looking out to restore power, and it's spot on in terms of the number of folks who are unfortunately without power right now. And when that information is updated with estimated time of restoration, that also will populate up on the website. So if for those who are able, if they want to go online and find that's always an option as well.
So I'm looking right now and seeing in the city of Buffalo, maybe at about 8:30 or so, other restoration estimated times at 7:45. Would you say those numbers are accurate? Are those okay to inform people with, or are you hearing other things from your people on the ground?
That would be accurate, absolutely. We always look to update that. There's a process. There's dozens of people who are involved. We want our customers, obviously, to be back up online and to have the most current information. So as soon as we know, everybody else knows, and that's the fastest and easiest way for us to share that information.
Dave, we appreciate it, and hopefully we can stay in touch with you this morning for some updated numbers.
Of course.
All right, that's Dave Bertola with National Grid. We're also reaching out to the folks at NYSEG as well to bring you the latest on their outages. Again, over 13,000 customers here in Western New York in the National Grid territory are without power at this hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.